Hi, good evening, everybody, and it's Alan Levy, and it's my show on Blog Talk Radio. It's Sunday evening on the 22nd of October, and I'm looking forward to having a good show tonight. I want to welcome you. If you're listening, actually, you can only be listening to this if you are live, if you're on archive now, but the live show would start in a minute. And I'm just telling Amy Domestico to call in, and she'll be joining me tonight. So we have an exciting night. We're going to open up the phone lines tonight. We've got Ida Lees, Nahisha Rose, who's, I love her name, by the way. And she'll be my guest, and she's been a great promoter of Blog Talk Radio. She's a publicist in L.A. And Michael Bell is a new host, and he's done a great job. He's in the top 10 already, so that's really good. I'm really looking forward to talking to him. And Amy Domestico is actually calling in now. Hello.
Hey, how are you?
Good. We're recording, so I'm just doing my pre-chat thing.
Oh, good. Chat it up. I'll listen.
Do you do that too? Because until we're recording the show at the start date, which hopefully this week I've got to find out, but I'm starting to call in like 2 minutes before, and I'm giving the archive listeners like a little preview of what's happening.
Cool.
It's not bad to do that.
Yeah, that's great.
So I'm just telling everybody we got Amy Domestico. I love the name, by the way.
I know.
Like a Hollywood name.
Yeah.
Domestico. I never even heard of it.
My husband's great. One of the great grandmothers came over from Italy. You know,
yeah,
on that big boat that floats around in the ocean.
Yeah.
Yeah. And she was got pregnant at 16 and thrown out of her village. Isn't that lovely? Anyway,
wow.
She came over to Ellis Island and.
Oh, well, you got to save the story. So you got to save it till we're on air.
Okay. No. She. It's really quick. It's almost over.
Well, it's actually. I have 10 seconds. So.
Oh.
All right. Let me say hello to everybody. It's going to get started, and then I'm going to finish up your story with.
I'll tell you.
Okay,
later.
We are on air. Hi, everybody. It's Alan Levy, and welcome to my show on Blog Talk Radio. It's Sunday evening, and it's October 22nd, I believe, and I'm looking forward to tonight's show. We have some special guests coming on. Ida Lees, Nahisha Rose will be my guest. She's coming on around 9:15, and Michael Bell, who's a friend of Ida Lees, will also join me, and he'll be on with Ida Lees as well. And we'll be just chatting it up, talking about what's going on in their lives, what they're doing. You know, I know they've been recently on Blog Talk Radio, and they've been enjoying it. Elise has been one of our longer hosts. And I have Amy Domestico. Hi, Amy. You're on.
Hey, how are you? She was one of your first hosts, wasn't she?
Elise, yeah, we're going to talk about that with her. She's one of the first, and she's amazing. I mean, her MySpace page is just dedicated to her show called On the Set. She does it Thursday nights, and she's really embraced it. So we're going to talk to Ida Lees tonight. And I tried to have her on an earlier show, and it couldn't work out. And I've called into her shows a couple of times. So anyway, she's coming in.
And Michael Bell is a phenomenal artist. I've looked at his stuff.
Yeah, I've looked at his stuff too.
He did The Sopranos.
He did The Sopranos. He painted John Gotti.
Oh, boy.
He also painted he had a former soprano actor as a guest on his first show.
Really?
Yeah. He was his guest that night.
I'm going to meet one of those guys on the 28th.
Where?
Vito. He's going to be at, there's a little restaurant, a little Italian place around the corner from here. He's going to be there doing a book signing on the 28th.
Really?
Yeah, don't you know I'm going to be talking to him about Blog Talk?
Of course. Vito, which one's Vito? Is he on it now, the show?
Yeah. He just wrote a book.
Right.
He's the one with the isn't he the one with the gray hair? With the things on the side?
Gray hair and things on the side. That could be a number of things.
He's got, let me look him up on the.
That's okay. So he's coming in on
the 28th.
Great. Excellent. Yeah. So we've got lots of stuff going on at Blog Talk Radio. Amy is, she's just my right-hand man. Not a man, though. The word Amy can give it away. She's not a man.
No.
But Amy's been really helping out, and she's got a lot of hosts coming in and Blue Doodle and Stumble Upon people. I got a couple of emails from Stumble Upon wanted to add me.
Oh, good.
Yeah. So and we've got a major event for Blog Talk Radio on Tuesday night.
Yeah, did you see the website?
The one and only Arianna Huffington is coming on to our show on Blog Talk Radio. We're so excited. Jamie Minton is going to be interviewing her with me. And let's see, we got a call, actually. Maybe this is, you know what, this is Nahisha. We're going to bring her on. Hold on.
Okay, go ahead.
Hello, Nahisha.
Hey. Hello.
Hi. Idalise, how are you?
This is Deb Leeson.
Oh, Deb Leeson. Ah, okay. Idalise is calling in 910. How are you, Deb?
I'm doing fine. You guys are getting a show started, and I thought I'd just sneak in a call to do a little promo for my Between the Covers talk.
Well, very good. Well, hold on 1 second. Someone else just called in, so hold on. We're going to give Deb Leeson is another host on Blog Talk Radio. She's going to call in, but I got another line here. Let's see who's here. Hold on. Hello, you're on Blog Talk Radio. Hello? 714, you're on Blog Talk Radio. Ah, okay. So, Deb, how are you?
I'm doing great. I'm very excited about the author we're going to have on Wednesday night, Between the Covers. It's David Kilpatrick on October the 25th, and that's 9 Eastern time.
David Kilpatrick. And what book has he written? Hold on, let me just check one thing out again, okay? Hold on, bear with me.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. This other person's gone off. Okay. So what book has David written?
David is he's written 4 books actually, and he has one called Cookie, which is really going to be a good one for the Halloween season because it's a creepy tale of drug running and things that go bump in the night.
Okay.
And then we have the L.A. Stalker, which goes beyond CSI. We're going to do quite a bit of talking about the film rights have been optioned for this particular book by Hollywood producer Beth Grossbard.
I see.
Undercover white trash, you know?
Hold on 1 second. Hi. 714, you're on Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, Alan.
Hi, Idalise. Hey.
Hi, how are you?
Good, good. Okay, we made it. Oh, so Idalise, Amy Domestico from Blog Talk Radio.
Hi.
And Blue Noodles on. And Deb Leeson, who's also a host on Blog Talk Radio, is on. So.
Oh, so we got a party line thing going on.
We got
here.
A party line, and welcome to our party.
Ooh, fun. Good, because I just got out of the shower, and I was worried I was going to be late for the show.
No, perfect. So Deb is telling us about David Kilpatrick. When is the show, Deb?
The show is on Wednesday night. I have it every Wednesday night at 8 Central, 9 Eastern, and it's anywhere. Well, sometimes it's 30 minutes, sometimes it's 60 minutes. It depends on how verbose the authors are.
And how are the authors? How do you know? Do they come on? Do the authors do a little book reading? Because I know there's been some book readings that are going on Blog Talk Radio too.
Yes, I always ask them if they want to share something from their book. Usually there's just one book that they're wanting to really promote because it's, you know, just come out, it's, and they're wanting to sell copies. But David Kilpatrick has 4 out, and then he also has a screenplay, which is really exciting. So I'm looking forward to interviewing him and sharing all of these talented people with our listening audience here at Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, that's great. And how do the authors like coming on Blog Talk Radio? Do they kind of say, what is this? You know, like
Well, yes, they do, but I think they catch on very quickly. And I've been very excited because every time I've done a show, I've had even more authors come to me and say, I want to be on the show.
Oh, that's
awesome.
So
it's getting great. You know, I mean, I don't really have to go looking for them anymore. They come to me, which is great.
I know. That's amazing. I mean, and, you know, and Elise, you know that we have Arianna Huffington on Tuesday night.
Right.
Which is
huge. I saw that advertisement on the host page.
Right, and she just posted it on her blog, on a Huffington Post.
Oh, my God.
It's the number 4 blog of all blogs. She gets 3 million unique visitors a month.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's going to spark a whole movement right there.
Yes. I mean, and what I'm really excited by it is that Arianna and Jamie, I have to say, Jamie Minton, who some of you may know, I know Amy knows.
Yeah, very
she
nice
works.
Person.
She's a marketing coordinator here, and she's very early. She was with us before we even launched the site. And she met Arianna at the Blogger conference out in California a few months back. And she struck up a conversation with Arianna, told her about Blog Talk Radio. And Arianna, to her credit, was, that's a cool thing. I'd love to come, you know, and love to come on. And Jamie was able to coordinate the interview with Arianna.
Awesome.
Wow.
And she's written a new book called I'm Becoming Fearless, which is out, and we're going to promote the book. But what's really cool about it is that we're going to introduce her to some people, some women on that participate on Blog Talk Radio, who are just fearless women, and for their whatever reason that may be. And so live calls are going to come up and talk to Ariana, and that's a great opportunity for her.
Yeah, absolutely, for everybody.
Yeah, excellent. Deb, what I was saying was that if Ariana's coming on to promote her book, or even for you at least, I mean, if we're getting Ariana on Blog Talk Radio, it should be easier to get some other people to come on, you know, after you have someone like that come here.
Oh, right, yeah, definitely. Right. I foresee a lot of individuals who are renowned coming to Blog Talk Radio because, I mean, even with my friend, and you know him, who's
yeah.
the other Blog Talk Radio host, Michael Bell, celebrity artist.
Right.
You know, he's come on and utilized that for his career as an artist. And, you know, I've been telling a lot of people, you know, hey, and like you were just saying, they're coming to me now. Hey, I want to be on your show.
Exactly.
Incredible.
Yeah.
Well, Edelise, she is the Blog Talk Radio queen, I have to say, of how she presents and promotes Blog Talk Radio. I mean, Edelise is going to be on tonight, and we're going to check it out. So I want to talk about her page, but she's done a great job. But, Deb, I know I've been following your show, and we have it on the features page.
Thank you. It's been wonderful. I've enjoyed it, and I'm so happy to be a part of it.
That's
I'm
great.
I'm looking forward to hearing the interview tonight. I need to learn some things from Edelise.
Yeah, so
Edelise
is going to share her secrets.
Oh, yeah, I got all the secrets. I got all the tricks up my sleeve.
All righty, then I'm going to sign off, and I wish everybody a good interview.
All right, and when is the show again with David Kilpatrick?
Wednesday night at 8 o'clock Central.
Perfect.
That's October the 25th. And it ought to be really good.
Excellent. We're going to check it out. Thanks for calling, Deb.
All right, thank you.
Bye-bye.
Great.
Alan, I think it's become so big that you yourself could literally be on Blog Talk Radio every night interviewing 10 different people.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah,
no problem.
Definitely.
You know, it's the funniest thing, too, because literally on August 1st, this did not exist, this platform. When I came up with the name Blog Talk Radio, I bought it on register.com or GoDaddy for $9, okay? In Google, there was not one. I went into Google to see if anyone had Blog Talk Radio. There was not one reference point for Blog Talk Radio.
Wow.
And it's been very interesting what's gone on. And what's going to happen is, and not only are we getting things like Ariana and more people, of course, are coming in, and I'm getting inquiries about coming on and participating, be on the show, and people are coming on radio. People that have local radio stations that want to syndicate it, they're coming to us to include in our guide and so on. But we're starting a PR campaign to get out and to introduce Blog Talk Radio to the press, to the world.
Oh yeah.
And that is going to really, you know, create a lot of interest because when you come on our site now, there's such diversity of content.
Oh, there is. I mean, I took a moment myself to browse around and check out some of the other hosts on Blog Talk Radio, and I was quite fascinating. You got, you know, Baker Media, the web designers.
Yes.
I was checking out their show. Quite funny.
Oh, they're hilarious.
Yeah, a bunch of banter, but you kind of get drawn into
it.
Oh,
they really are.
It's so silly, and I just kind of, I was like, hey, this is kind of funny, you know, and I was cranking it up as I was cooking dinner and enjoyed it. It was hilarious. And then you have...
And the Zara's done a great job.
Yeah, I heard her actually on your show.
Right.
Bringing up oral sex, and you just got kind of quiet.
Yeah, sometimes we go, I had Pony Boy on my show too. She's also another one, but,
yeah.
You know, I know Zara's great. You know, Amy's been speaking to her a lot too, right, Anne?
Yeah, yeah.
She's got a popular blog. You know, she's got 3,000 people that subscribe to her blog or something like. I mean,
oh yeah, yeah.
She's always in the top five of the overall in the blogs on MySpace.
And she's very outspoken, and I think that appeals to individuals. You know, the more outspoken you are, the more people are drawn in to listen.
Yeah, I love how she's using Blog Talk Radio now to utilize she's merging the two together, her blog along with Blog Talk Radio.
Right.
It's been phenomenal for her.
Well, what it is that, and again, as I contemplated Blog Talk Radio, I felt that bloggers really – are people that have a passion. I didn't really, I mean, the MySpace crowd, I wasn't really into MySpace a lot, as evidenced by the fact that I have six friends.
And
I'm happy to know that Edelise is my third friend. Very happy, Edelise. And I'm my one friend, so Edelise is my third friend.
Aww.
Very good. But I knew that bloggers spend their time cultivating an audience by writing and sharing and communicating with them day after day and post after post, and it's a long process. But the fact that they're able to now speak to their audience and engage them in a different way is a really cool thing.
It is. Yeah, it is. And you know what I would even suggest is reaching out to a lot of those YouTubers out there as well. Because
but who are YouTubers? I think MySpaces are YouTubers.
Well, yeah, exactly. The two are somewhat synonymous with one another. But YouTube is a phenomenon in itself, and I know the creators of YouTube just sold YouTube to Google.
Yeah, for sure, of course.
Right, but it's funny because with YouTube, yeah, they can sit there and make those cool little videos, but wouldn't it be something interesting if they can actually take live calls from the same people that are watching their videos?
Oh, wow, that's a great idea.
You know, and there's something for you to think about,
yeah.
Alan. Because, you know, YouTube, I mean, it's a phenomenon. I mean, you watch Web Junk, which is a show on VH1, and you have a comedian who hosts it, and he basically does commentary on these ridiculous videos that they actually get from YouTube. And it's actually made it on VH1, you know, which is a huge network. So,
but that's control. That what's going to happen here is that the legacy networks, the regular radio, is going to be replaced by, you know, a blog talk radio or open the people's radio, a social radio where everyone's empowered to do it. And TV, YouTube is going to take over what's going on in TV.
And it has,
right.
It really has, to the point where now regular TV is integrating, you know.
Well, they're desperate. They're trying. The problem is that these large organizations, these media shops, are trying to migrate their customers. First of all, people are leaving, going to the web. They're on, you know, they don't want to watch. And if they lose them, they're trying to integrate these new things. But the eyeballs are leaving, and they're going into all different areas.
Right, exactly. And, you know, here's a prime example of that. You know, my friend Tom Green, I don't know if you guys are familiar with Tom Green, but...
The comedian Tom Green?
The comedian Tom Green.
Sure.
He has one of the highest rated, if not probably the highest rated, internet television talk show.
Oh, wow.
And
a live internet television talk show?
Right, live. And it's TomGreen.com. And it's interesting because he does it out of the living room of his own home.
Right.
And he's making a living doing this. And he has a lot of guests on there, and it's hilarious. He's had everyone from rap artists to he's had Cheech and Chong and you name it. He's had it on his show.
So it's live.
And it's live. You can call up and speak with Tom Green and his guests.
That's cool.
It is cool. And I thought, wow, so he kind of took YouTube idea. He has the blog talk radio concept down and the whole MySpace thing down. And, bam, there you go, a hit show.
Yeah, well, I'd love to get him. Maybe we could – can you get him on to, like, a
I'll
guest?
Talk to him. I'll go ahead and I'll give him a call.
Oh, I'd love to get him on. I mean, I think that Tom Green would love this platform, too, because it's just global, right? I mean, it's unlimited – you know, you're streaming it, it's archivable. The issue we have with Blog Talk Radio, because some people have asked me about, you know, can you do it with video? You know, the problem is live video, you know what you're going to get, right?
Right.
You're going to get pornography. I mean, you can't control it.
Right.
As it is, sometimes I have a tough time controlling what goes on some of these shows.
Yeah.
Matthew Fashion is coming on later. He's had some rough shows with Michelle from America's Top Models. He had a show on with her that was a little over the top, but...
Oh, I'm going to have to listen to him.
Yeah, he's...
I know. I haven't really... I only tuned into a portion of one of his shows, and there was a lot of techno music playing.
Yes, I don't know.
I couldn't really tune in for too long.
No, it's tough.
Yeah, it's so I was like, okay, I'm going to have to, like, fast forward next time and try to get to the good stuff.
Yeah, I don't know. I've been talking to Matthew. He also, you know, he's one of the first hosts on Blog Talk Radio. He's got a lot of friends on MySpace. He's very connected over there, you know, it seems to be. I don't know him well, but
he's a fashion stylist.
Yeah, he's a fashion stylist. I guess he's a stylist for Tila Tequila, who's
right,
huge,
and,
right?
Samaya Reese.
Right, so, you know, he's got a great platform to do a good show, and, you know, I think he's very busy, you know. I mean, Italise, you embrace, you know, this platform from,
day one.
It's amazing.
I love it.
But it's incredible. People see it. Italise Nahisha Rose. First of all, I love saying your name.
You
like, I mean, you got to, and it's, you got to have all three elements to it, too.
Right. You can't have one without the other.
No,
People don't know what to call me.
Exactly. Your parents call you Italise?
My mother actually calls me Naz or Nazi.
Nazi.
Or Nazia when she's mad. Or
okay.
The whole name when she's really mad.
Okay.
Yeah. So, yeah, everybody does not know what to call me these days because I have so many names. And the way my first name is pronounced looks like a different spelling of the word idolize.
Right.
So some people think I'm just being arrogant and that I'm saying idolize and I see a rose. And it's like, no, that's really my name. It's Italise.
Italise.
There you go.
That's very good. So, but how much time do you spend on the page and that?
Well, you know, here's the funny thing. Individuals think I probably spend hours upon hours doing it, but I really don't because multimedia graphics is such a passion of mine, and it's sort of like my release and hobby.
Okay.
So it takes a moment for me to swoop up some graphics, throw them on a page, and I actually have, here's my little secret, I have a friend adder, and I have, a program called Batter Adder.
Batter Adder, okay.
Right, and what that does is, I mean, honestly, as a PR, I have to tend to my clients. I don't have all the time in the world to spend sending messages out.
Right.
You know, so what it does is it, you know, sends mass comments on everybody's pages. It could send up to 500 comments.
Oh, really?
At a time, yes. And so that's how people like Tila Tequila and all these other people have, like, huge amounts of friends. That's really the little inside secret.
Mm.
And you get a program, the software, Batter Adder, or FriendBot, which is another popular one. And you just sit there, and you pick your demographics in the browse section on MySpace. Say I want I always put 18 to 100, or however the highest amount of age is. Because some people aren't exactly, they don't put their real age.
Yeah.
Right.
So you go on people's page, and you know they're not, like, 70 years old, you know?
Yeah.
And then I choose my demographic, and then I go ahead and it extracts their friend IDs, and then once you have, like, say I extract about 200 of them, and then I go ahead and click, you know, submit request, and it'll go ahead and request all the friends, and, you know, if I want to leave comments, then I go ahead and extract IDs from the people that left me comments or people in my own network, and then I go ahead and mass produce comments out to them. And there you go. And then I have Blog Talk Radio over, like, hundreds of pages all over MySpace.
I know. It's incredible.
Wow. That's great.
Because we just, you know, we just set up our page on Blog Talk Radio, and I think what we're going to really think about promoting, like, a lot of the MySpace hosts that are on Blog Talk Radio on that page and, like, what's coming up and blog about the next show, like, check out Italise, you know, like, have that as our portal on the MySpace because we don't just want to be MySpace. I mean, I want to do other things, but I think for MySpace it's not bad to have a central kind of place where we can all hang out, like people who are Blog Talk Radio hosts
right.
Can hang out a little.
Yeah,
it's
and you,
a great
you
place
should,
to network.
Yeah, you should hit up all the other online communities as well, like Friendster.com and all those other ones.
Well, Friendster, yeah. I mean, there was some, you know, there was a lot of discussion about them. They had a real opportunity to get big, and they kind of screwed things up a little.
Mm.
But they would love to have a tool like this, you know, where you can actually, because this doesn't exist on MySpace, you know, where you have the ability to talk live with these
interact,
people.
Right.
Interact.
Yeah.
In a real-time basis. So, I mean, we should talk to you maybe, you know. So who are your clients? Like,
Well, I've worked with so many people. I've worked with everyone from, you know, depending. Like, I have my clients that have me on retainer,
okay,
which are my main clients. And then I have those that contract me for, you know, one-time event coordination, things like that. I've worked with everyone from Sharon Stone to actually mafia gangsters, which was quite interesting.
Yeah.
Is that how you met
Michael?
I know, right? No, we were laughing because, like he said on his show, I was actually a guest on his show this week, and we do travel in similar circles. And everyone from rap artists, I've worked with LL Cool J on his clothing line, Todd Smith. I've done some stuff for Bad Boy Records, Puff Daddy, P. Diddy, whatever he calls himself now.
Right. Why do you keep changing it? What's the new name?
It's Diddy.
Oh, Diddy. He got rid of the P.
I can't even keep up with him, you know?
Yeah. Why did he have it was Puff Daddy? Why did he get rid of Puff Daddy?
It got corny, and it got to be the butt of a lot of jokes, actually, in the media.
You'd think he'd change it from Daddy to something else.
Well, then he decided he was going to do Broadway, and I think he changed it right before that.
Yeah, and then, and then he goes by Sean Combs, of course, when he, you know.
Right, okay, that's reasonable. What's his name?
Yeah, I mean, he's just, you know, come on. But everybody still calls him Puffy, though. I think that's a name that he's not going to be able to outlive.
Right.
You know, and some of my current clients, I just had them on my show this past week, which is a multi-platinum Grammy-nominated R&B group called As Yet. And they're phenomenal, and they're actually coming. There's a lot of controversy surrounding that. There's a fake As Yet that's out that pretty much stole the name, stole the vocals, and
wow,
they're doing the Milli Vanilli thing.
Uh-huh.
So As Yet felt that they were forced to come back out again, you know, after a long hiatus to kind of set the record straight. And so I'm heading out their PR for that. And a rap group who was top of the Billboard charts called
Pink. So when you had it, what venues do you use to, you know, promote these people and get the word out? Is it just all venues? Are you using the web? Are you using
everything? Everything. The internet is so extraordinary right now. You know, everything from blogging, which I find really, you know, phenomenal, to search engine optimization, utilizing those techniques to kind of draw in the crowd. You know, bidding on certain, you know, key search terms. And then also, you know, things like MySpace, which I've really capitalized on, and, you know, helping their MySpace network grow, having that interaction with the fans. And then now I'm going to be integrating them on my show. So you're going to hear my clients constantly on my show. I plan on doing, you know, fan contest giveaways, you know, with my clients. You know, and I use any and every avenue, right? Carpet events, fashion shows, you name it. I mean, whatever's accessible.
Mostly LA-based? I mean, that's where you're based, right?
I'm based out here, but believe it or not, a lot of my clients are from the East Coast.
Right.
So it's an interesting dynamic because a lot of them want to cross over into Hollywood and get in film. And, you know, I used to work with a lot of the agents in Hollywood that kind of trained me. I worked with an agent from Don Gurler. And William Morris, and so I've had the opportunity to learn from a lot of the
great
ones.
Hey, we got a call. Let's see. Maybe it's Michael. I don't know.
It's me.
Michael!
How
are you?
Hey, buddy!
You're on the phone. We have Amy Domestico from
Blog
Talk Radio.
I've been hearing you guys talking about me, giving me some intros.
We were talking about you, and Ida Lise, and now Michael Bell. He's a new host and a... is a celebrity artist is his title, right?
And his own PR.
CMO, yep.
Yeah, it's great. So Ida Lise and Michael were kind enough to join me tonight on my show on Blog Talk Radio. So we were Ida Lise was telling us about her all her business. She's really busy.
Yeah, she is busy, and she had just mentioned it. I just had her on my show the other day. I'm going to be doing her show later
this
on
Thursday,
this week on Thursday.
And how did you meet?
MySpace.
How did you meet her?
Good old MySpace.
Yeah.
MySpace. It's great.
Yeah. I mean, it's been a pretty great tool to network, and you find other people that are for real out there that are doing some really exciting stuff, like you guys were talking about, you know, promotional things. people that are go-getters, those are the people that you'll find, you know, in my top list and in her top list, people that are out there trying to, you know, get all their name out there, you know, get all the products out there, get everything going.
Right. And having the ability to cross-promote has been an excellent resource.
Cross-promotion is a beautiful thing. It really is.
Right. No, for sure. It's been terrific. And how long, Michael, have you been on MySpace?
Not long. I registered for it a while back just so I could get my, you know, my MBEL art. And I just started using it this summer around July.
It's amazing, isn't it?
It is. It's amazing. It's been exploding. I remember I had like 300 friends when I was catching up to my little brother who has his own account on here. And, you know, with his friends and stuff. And now I've got over 4,000 and I'm still trying to catch up to Edelise, but
now, Edelise,
I'm working on
you
it,
know,
baby.
It's not so much the it's you know the term it's the quality, not the quantity or whatever, you know.
Absolutely,
it's right. Not the number, right? It's like the it's because well, like the Zara is like the number one blogger or number two, but she has only like 3,000, 4,000 friends.
She has loyal fans. Yeah, she has loyal.
Loyal
like
fans
a loyal
are
meeting.
A good thing.
Very loyal fans.
Yeah, oh. and I come to find out that, you know, when I go using my little friend adder thing, I choose my demographic, you
right.
know, because I don't want a certain, I mean, I hate to say this, but there's a certain type of people you just really honestly do not want on your friends list.
Right.
You know, because then they start sending harassing messages. You got to block them. They create,
oh, yeah.
You know, and then they
really,
create
I don't know. I get some of that, too. But, well, it's like, you know, when you have, it is, you know, it is the quality, not the quantity. But, you know, Edelise, you know, if you're sending out, you know, if you're posting flyers, you have a big event coming. You know, if you have, if 10% of the people you know usually show.
Oh, yeah.
It's always better to have, you know, 100,000 friends versus having, you know,
right, for sure.
5,000.
Now, do you...
That 10% is going to be a much bigger 10%. They're going to bring in a lot more money.
Exactly.
Now, this Baker Media, these Baker, you know, they're the number one show on Blog Talk Radio. Have you heard, Michael, have you heard his show?
No, I have not.
You got
to
listen
hilarious.
To these guys. They're hilarious.
And they got, like, tons of friends in their friends list.
Well, it's not
yeah.
that. They have a forum.
I've talked to them a few times, and they're pretty cool. They're husband and wife.
Yeah, they're really funny, and they're really cool. And what one of the things they have, and that's what everyone's we're doing. The player. We're going to be embedding the player into your MySpace page. So
oh, awesome!
Yeah. So the way that like Baker, and that's why they get so many downloads. I'm telling you, they get like 2,000 a day of downloads.
Wow!
Just a day of their show. Okay, and we haven't even started yet. So but he's a web designer.
Right.
So he has embedded his player into his page, so the people go on the page. Now, all the live streaming is done on your host channel on Blog Talk Radio. That's what's we're gonna keep that because that differentiates us from others. We're the only people that do.
Oh, the live streaming is I think pertinent because that's where you get the whole live interaction with the callers and everything.
Yes, and that's the content. That's what makes up the that's what makes it interesting and engaging, right? It's
right.
more interesting than a canned, edited podcast, let's say. I mean, that's...
Oh,
that's,
definitely.
Right.
Definitely.
Those get boring. They get dry.
Right. You don't know what's going to happen. You don't know who's going to call on one of these shows. So,
right.
You know, but it's important that when that archive is ready that we give you the ability to embed that player into your host channel, I mean, into your MySpace page. So
right.
That's what they've done, and that's one of that's why they've gotten so many. So we're talking to them about some design and maybe helping us out with some areas because
well, that's cool.
We want to give the tools for the host to promote as much as we can.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And you know what? And as a matter of fact, with the whole streaming thing, because, I mean, realistically, we all know that, you know, people in our network aren't going to, you know, they have lives, they have, you know, work and
right.
attending to their families, so they can't tune in all the time live, but
right.
they are interested, they do want to hear the show, and, you know, having it in archives and being able to stream it with an embedded player, that's great.
Yeah.
Because they can always go back and reference that and say, oh,
yeah. But they'll be on your MySpace page, they won't have to leave there.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And
we'll have it brand, you know, it'll be, you know, we're going to be running ads on very light, you know, we're not going to overdo things. But, you know, the average length, I mean, do you ever take a guess on Blog Talk Radio what the average length of time someone stays on a live show?
I have no idea. You're going to have to tell me.
The average of 2 hours?
No. Any person that listens to a show, whether it's 2 minutes or an hour, it's 34 minutes. That's how long the average time someone spends on a page. Listens to a show.
Interesting.
Well, that's a good amount of time from somebody's day.
What's good, Alan? Hold on, I got an IM from Escavito 212. What's good, Alan? Ahisha and Michael will gauge sending a shout out to you.
Oh, that's Will. He's my new co-host.
Oh, Will. Hey, Will. How you doing, Will?
Doing well.
Hi, Will.
Hey there. He just IM'd me. That's why.
All right.
Oh, awesome.
So, so that's the thing. I mean, I don't know how if this thing could get. You know, right now, if you've got 50 listeners on a live show, which is good, maybe, you know, you can get 250 downloads.
Yeah, well, here's the thing. I mean, we've been, I know Italise has done this. I've seen her page, and I've done this also with, like, I've only had two shows. She's had, you know, quite a few more, but
right.
She does have each of the shows right on her MySpace page for people to click and download, and I have them right on mine also.
Yeah, whereas me, Michael and I, we actually had to create our own kind of, like, graphic things to post there, and then,
right.
You know. But to have an embedded player, that would be awesome.
Yeah, so that's what we're going to do. I mean, I look, you have the ability to do that, but not a lot of the hosts have that ability.
It's not as easy. But, I mean, there's a lot of things. Like promotion-wise, you know, you guys were talking about getting some contests going and stuff like that. Like I started a top eight contest about a month ago.
Brilliant idea, by the way.
Out of the blue, and all of a sudden, you don't know how many people just come out of the woodwork that, you know, it's a beautiful thing, not just to win. I'm giving away 2 13-by-19-inch limited edition prints from Cinema of Truth series that I've been working on.
Right.
That are valued at $300 for the two of them. So
okay.
it's a nice little, you know, gift, but I wasn't sure how well it'd be received by the audience. Well, I've met more new friends, more, you know, exciting people that have now also taken a pretty active interest in the work. And now what I've done with the radio segment, I have 10 names. I'm doing the giveaway this Friday. So on Wednesday's show, I got 10 finalists that I'm going to get. And what I've also proposed to my audience on my MySpace page is that if they come on the air with me and answer some simple questions about, you know, a couple things that I have, you know, talked about from the previous two shows with Italise and with John Fiore from Sopranos, if they can, you know, just to see if they actually listen and tune in to the whole show, then I'll automatically put them into the finalist list for the drawing.
Oh, that's great.
I'm hoping that I'll get a lot more people that are going to, you know, get brave enough to call in. I know it's not always possible for everybody.
No, it's not.
But I had a woman last week sent me a message, said she was over in England. It's 3 o'clock over in England in the morning when my show was going. So she said she still stayed up and tuned in. So I thought that was pretty cool.
That's unbelievable. I listened to your first show, and I called in, I think.
Yes.
Your fans love you. I mean, they would
they
like
do.
The, they love you. I mean, I don't know.
Yeah, I'm always teasing him about that. He's got a loyal female following.
Yeah, he does.
Ooh,
no, you know
Italian
why? I mean,
Italian.
Look, you're a good-looking guy, okay, but you're honest, I think, and that's the thing. People like honesty.
Yeah, well, they, you know, people know what put on when, you know, they know if you're doing something just to do something. But I love this. I mean, I love the PR. I love the marketing. I love every aspect of it. It's an exciting process to watch something grow. It's like planting seeds out there, watching them grow. It's beautiful.
Yeah, that's pretty amazing. No, I think it's good. And I was telling Italise, I mean, we've done no PR as a company really on our own yet. I mean, we launched with a couple of tech sites, TechCrunch, which was the biggest one on August 1st, which helped us launch. But we have not done that. And really why we wanted to is we wanted to create some content, get hosts engaged, get people excited by it, and then work through some of the kinks, which, of course, Italise knows there are kinks. And, you know, but you got to work hard for good things in life, right?
Right.
And the price, you can't beat the price either, by the way.
No.
Oh, I know. That's why I'm in it for the long haul.
Right.
It's
the
fun.
Price is pretty good. It doesn't break any budgets.
There you go.
But
perfect.
The issue, now we're really ready to go out. Now that, you know, Arianna Huffington is on Tuesday night, and we did this show from Afghanistan. This embedded reporter, Amy, coordinated that, and he writes for the Blue Doodle. He called in from the front lines in Afghanistan to tell us
amazing.
What was going on.
That's amazing. That's revolutionary right there.
It is. It's amazing. So, but now, in the next 2 months, we're going to do a big campaign on the blogosphere as well as in traditional media for Blog Talk Radio. Get out there and what it is, how we're different. And then what's going to happen is that's going to start. We're going to get in the LA Times. We're going to get in maybe the New York Times or the Journal or Business Week or Wired or some of the, and, you know, maybe we'll talk to you at least, too, about getting the word out to some more traditional. I'd love to do interviews and talk to people about this.
Yeah, and you know what, Alan? Like, I haven't even myself touched on. I haven't even, you know, this is barely, you know, getting my feet wet with the PR because I'm in a transition right now. I'm moving from one city to another right now.
Uh-huh.
So everything has been, like, haywire, like, in my home. So, you know, once I settle into my new home next month, I'm actually going to send out a press release officially announcing myself with the show on Blog Talk Radio, and I'm also going to distribute that to a lot of, you know, online magazines, you know, and what I'm also going to do is I'm going to hit the club scene. Because the majority of my demographic, I want the urban crowd to come and call in. And, you know, because a lot of my rap artist clients or my young actor clients.
Yes.
So what I'm going to do is I'm going to hit the club scene and create flyers and posters, and I'm going to distribute those over L.A. Really soon. So I'm gonna go full force with it.
Well, you know what we'll do,
Alan? We got you back.
I know
we got you.
I know you guys
got
me covered. I'll tell you. But we're gonna focus some attention on some of the mainstream. You know, get into LA Times and some of the other publications that'll kind of support. You know, there's two levels of promotion. We've got the host and the people that use Blog Talk Radio, like you guys and all the hundreds of others now that are like Michael Bell on Blog Talk Radio, Elise on Blog Talk Radio. We're promoting yourself and you're promoting Blog Talk Radio, which is good because 50% of the people that come to Blog Talk Radio site listen to a show.
Right.
It's unbelievable, by the way. I mean, it doesn't happen like that. So, by the way, let me just give the phone number in case anyone wants to call. Your many fans. Probably they won't. My show gets light on the calls. So 347-677-0649. 347-677-0649. So that's going to be really good. And then, again, so when people know to go to Blog Talk Radio as an alternative to kind of check out something interesting, I mean, we've got shows on finance, like Wall Street Journal show. There's shows about, like, this Deb Leeson is doing book readings for authors.
Right.
It just got so many different, you know, avenues.
Oh, it's extremely diverse. And, the beautiful thing about that is you can, you know, depending on what mood you're in on any given night, you know, you can pretty much go in any different direction. And the next day you can go back and miss what you missed, too, by hitting the archive files, which is a cool thing. It's like your radio on demand type of thing.
Exactly.
Right.
Well, that's how everything's getting in life, you know.
Oh, it is.
This on demand. Everybody wants it when they want it. And, but, you know, nothing takes the place of a live interaction when people are talking. And so, Michael, where did you grow up? Where are you from?
Well, I was born in Baltimore, and I spent a lot of my time in the Baltimore metropolitan area and then also in North Jersey and New York. I've pretty much lived quite a few places on the East Coast. Spent some time in Manhattan, spent some time in, you know, North Jersey, and
I grew up
here I am today.
Right. Amy, where did you grow up?
A little bit everywhere.
No, Amy, I was saying.
I grew up in Clifton.
Oh, Clifton, New Jersey.
Yeah.
And I know I live in North Jersey in Wycliffe Lake, but Michael said you have some friends. Family was where?
Yeah, I have family, well, all over Jersey. I have family in Lyndhurst. My grandmother's in Lyndhurst. And
so,
a lot of cousins and
Lyndhurst.
Stuff like
so
that.
I was thinking this. I was saying, you know, what I want to ask Michael, I mean, you know, I think it's an incredible thing to become an artist because it's just not a traditional thing, just like it's probably not traditional, and maybe even more so to be an actor, because there's more actors than artists, I think, that you...
Yes, that's true.
But it's obviously something you had as a passion as a kid, and did your family kind of say, no, you could, you know, do something a little more traditional, like uncle this and cousin that or brother this? I mean...
Actually, no, it was from day one. My grandmother was in Lyndhurst. She was an artist. And
okay.
So she bought me my first paint box when I was, you know, real young. And
aww.
I won my first art show when I was 5, and I've been going full force ever since.
Wow.
I stopped. I had kind of some bad experiences in between, and it kind of kept me away from doing my art for a little while. Then I got myself a basketball scholarship, went off to college, and then decided I started missing doing what it, you know, was that I loved to do, and so transferred schools, got back into my art, and been back into it ever since. So it's just something that, you know, it's just in you. It's something that I feel compelled to do. I have to, you know, I have to paint just like I suppose an actor has to act and that sort of thing.
And it's amazing that you could even make a living out of it, because not a lot of people can say that, you know.
Not a lot of people, you know, can. And it's interesting, too, because, you know, you deal with all types of people in the world. Not once do they ever say to you, you know, why would you want to be an accountant? I mean, you know, that type of thing. It's
a
job to get. I mean,
they
don't say that. They don't say that to anybody else. It's just the artists, you know, or the actors.
Right.
What did you do with The Sopranos? I saw you did something with The Sopranos.
Yeah, well, I got commissioned to do a couple pieces for some of the guys in the cast, and so I actually got a commission right before September 11th.
Oh, boy.
And I was supposed to do an unveiling up in Brooklyn in Bay Ridge at the Third Avenue Festival. And what happened with September 11th, we had to put everything off, so what I ended up doing was another piece that it was of Stephen Chirippa and Joseph R. Ganasholi, and I auctioned that off at Rascals Comedy Club. Kevin James and Stephen Chirippa auctioned it off, did a couple pieces for Robert Cordisi's family, for the Brooklyn Squad 1, and it wound up being kind of a very emotional experience when I thought it was just going to be a, you know, me meeting a couple of the guys, getting some commission work, and it ended up being going a lot deeper than that. And we've been friends ever since.
That's great.
Met a lot, you know, a lot of the cast and crew became some of my clients, some of my friends, and we've been doing shows and appearances, signings together over the past since 2001.
That's great.
A lot of fun.
And you had a very high-profile Gotti, right?
Yeah, you know, I did some artwork early in my career that got a lot of attention, and everybody seems to know everybody else, and unfortunately they get that stigma attached to it. They think, you know, Gotti, and they, you know, some people get real nervous about the whole...
You're the mafia painter.
The whole, start labeling you and all that stuff, but that's really, you know, that's really not the case. So, you know, I make paintings, and these people that are on Sopranos and stuff, they're actors, and there's, you know.
Exactly.
But a lot of people, are fascinated with the mystery behind things. And, you know, I don't have any bad things to say about the experiences. They've just been great. Everybody's been great to me. And
those are huge things as a young artist or a young actor to get a break from, you know, someone with notoriety. And it's a break, you know. Everyone's looking for a break, right?
Well, speaking, you know, like Italy, you know this more than anybody with the PR end of things.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you have to take every – you don't know what opportunities lie. You know, you have to make the most out of every little tiny break. Most people ask me, you know, how'd you get your big break? And it's usually not – it's not one big break. It's like a bunch of little ones that gradually lead
one
steps going
other,
up and up
right.
and up, you know. And
why don't you tell me you haven't had it yet? You're just – you haven't even reached stardom.
Well, it's, you know, it's been building. I think it's like getting a head of steam going. That's what you got to keep continually doing for yourself, to push yourself. And you know, you go through these periods in your life where things are just incredibly high, and you just ride it as far as you can.
That's great. Well, I'm getting a note here that you got serious street credit. credibility. Well, your boy Will, he should be coming on, not you know, I am and me.
I know, huh? Will, where are you at, buddy?
Come on, Will. But
I like to hear that. That's cool.
No, it's good. Yeah, it's great. And Annalise, I mean, and you know, PR is such a fleeting moment. I mean, there's so much change and things are moving. You're hot one day, you're not the next. I mean, how do you kind of manage through that whole thing? Is it
well,
like
you know,
momentum? Is that?
Yeah, it really, I have, I'm very, you know, I mean, I was a PR before I even knew what it was. At age 16, I did something that, you know, before the whole internet thing, when I was about 16 years old, I actually created a hotline. And I was doing interviews off of this hotline. What I did was a lot of my friends were calling me and asking me what the hot night spots were. Now, of course, I was 16. I wasn't 21 yet, but I with a fake ID and
VIP. Yeah, and you
VIP
looked the part.
List.
You looked
there
the part.
So I was at those clubs networking, trying to put myself in the right place at the right time. I didn't have visions of being the star. I had visions of creating the star.
Hold on. Maybe your peep is there. Hold on.
Oh, all right.
Hey, Will?
Yo, what's going
Willie.
On?
Hey, Will.
Will.
We're going to put you on now, Will.
Yeah, now you're on.
The Block Talk shows.
I know, I'm making a round.
Hey, Edelina covers all the shows. So we're getting the word. So you were 16 and you were getting into all the clubs.
I was getting into the clubs. So everybody knew, like in New York or L.A., because I was flying back and forth. I'd spend my summers in L.A., my, you know, regular throughout the year in New York. And what I was doing was, you know, I got tired of people calling me all the time asking me what was going on. So I started putting it on my voicemail. And then next thing you know, my friends' friends and their friends' friends were giving out my phone number to everybody all over the place. And next thing you know, I had this little crazed idea. I'm going to create a hotline. And I had a nationwide hotline, and I was getting about 5,000 calls a month, if not more. And I started interviewing. I got this another crazed idea of me. I'm telling you, I was born to do PR. I started getting artists like from Tupac Shakur to another really popular rap group called Jurassic 5. You know, I started having them on my hotline. And I was doing pre-recorded interviews over
right.
the phone. And so that's why, you know, you said I just took, you know, Blog Talk Radio and I started just
perfect
going with
for
it.
You.
It's very reminiscent of my days doing the hotline as a teenager. So, you know, so I've always been out there and in tune with what's going on. You know, I could predict if someone's going to fail or not. And I drop clients like a bat out of hell, let me tell you. I drop clients. They don't drop me, primarily because some – it's weird. You think they want the fame and you think they want the notoriety, but then they get kind of scared of their own shadow a little bit.
Yeah.
And
I wouldn't do that with you.
I know. You're your own PR. You're your best publicist already, Michael, let me tell you. And it's crazy. And Will knows this. Will knows one of my clients that I'm currently dealing with. I won't mention his name and put him on blast right now because we're still working out the fine kinks. But
okay.
One of my clients, he
I'll put somebody on blast.
I'm not. I know, right? That's unusual for me. But he is kind of scared of his own shadow in a way. It's like he's like, yeah, let's do this. And you know, he's paying me to do nothing. I like to earn my money. You know, pay me to work. I actually got him an opportunity for a multi-million-dollar deal and to do, you know, a lead role in a multi-million-dollar project, and all he needed to do was sign a letter of intent. He didn't want to do that.
Wow.
And he was going to get six-figure salary off of this picture, and I said, what the hell are you doing? I pulled so many strings to get him this. I don't just do PR. I manage as well, and I develop talent. So I just said, what the hell is wrong with you? I'm going to have to drop you as a client. And so I did. And,
wow.
Yeah, because I just can't, you know, if you're not going to do your part, then why do I need you as a client? You know, why am I going to put in all this effort when I could give it to the next hungrier person out there, you know? And there's a lot of people who have less talent, but they have that drive, that passion, that hunger.
Hold on, Amy?
Did Amy leave? What happened?
Amy. I think she left. She was open. She went off. Amy, I want to say goodbye. All right. I know you're listening. I told her I want to leave a line. I want to leave an open line. I was going to just say goodbye, but I didn't want to interrupt you. So, okay, Amy, I'll talk to you later. Okay, no problem.
Well, Clifton's not far. You could probably just open up your window and.
Well, that's where she was born. She's in Connecticut.
Okay.
Well, let me tell you something. There are people that love Blog Talk Radio, okay, and I know I spend a lot of time in it, but Amy, she's amazing, and she's just her. She's an incredible story. She's she embraced this from the minute I met her. She has a site called The Blue Doodle. She interviews authors. She doesn't hardly make a lot of money. She doesn't make any money out of that. I don't know. I mean, we don't really talk about it. But I know that she cares about Blog Talk Radio, and she's I can't thank her enough, and she's helping me. And so Ariana's calling in on Tuesday, and Amy's calling in because I want Amy to meet Ariana, because we're doing a whole thing on fearlessness. Because on her book, On Becoming Fearless, we're going to introduce her to some fearless women, and Amy is fearless. Her daughter's got spina bifida. She's young and
wow.
Had all kinds of issues, and Amy, you know.
Well, we'll keep Amy in our thoughts and prayers then.
Yeah, Amy.
I love her anyway because she's from Jersey. That's a
yeah. So anyway,
I
sorry.
I love her website. Pretty good.
Yeah, she is. Yeah, it is pretty good. And she's just, look, there's millions of people that build websites because they just have a passion, right? I started looking at blogs when I got into this thing 6 months ago. I wasn't doing much in the way of blogs. And I saw that there were 450 million blogs, but only like 50 of them or 100 of them can make any money doing a blog.
Right.
It's just not a lot of money in it. So people do it for the passion.
I'm sure.
Yeah, there is a passion. But, I mean, you know what, though? Now with something like Blog Talk Radio, you can
right.
make money off of it because you're promoting. You're getting out there. You're, you know... And you don't have regulations like you would a typical radio show where,
oh.
you know, the one thing, my selling point with my clients when I say, okay, you want to do this blog talk thing with me, my selling point is, hey, you can be as real and as honest as you want to be, and you don't have to worry about FCC knocking at your door, you know, telling you, hey, you can't say this or you can't say that.
Now
right.
I have Sharon Stone and Tara Reid.
Oh, you got if Alan. If you haven't heard the show, I was on.
I heard. Well, you were kind of ripping into Tara a bit.
I was.
You were.
I was. I'm bad. Let me tell
so
you.
So she. I guess she's not going to be a guest on one of your shows.
Oh no, she won't be. I mean, if you can even get her out of her, like, you know, her alcohol.
She's a mess. She's a mess.
She is, and that's sad, and that's what I see day in and day out, and that's why I'm very choicy in my clients. You know, I turn down more clients than I represent, and it's kind of scary because a lot of them, they're kind of eerie, and I don't really want to get myself into that whole mess. You know, like I was saying about Sharon Stone. I mean, she's an amazing actress. Amazing. I mean, I'm so in awe of her as an actress. Yet, you know, there has to be, you know, in order to be an actor, you have to have some sort of a little bit nuttiness to you, a little bit, you know, to become.
Well, she is nutty. I mean, so
yeah.
What, you think she's too nutty?
She is. I mean, she's a seductress. She's like the character without the murder, of course. She's the seductress, like the character she plays in Basic Instinct. She's
right.
very manipulative, very cunning. And very alluring. She's beautiful. She has that allure, and it just kind of seduces men, and she seduces very powerful men, and she burns a lot of bridges.
I see.
That's why Basic Instinct, I mean, you can hear what you want to hear in the press or whatever the other PRs are trying to fluff up, but the truth of the matter is she kind of screwed herself over with Basic Instinct 2. That movie did not get heavily promoted as it should have been, and there was a lot of hype behind, oh, Basic Instinct 2. Long before, you know, right after Basic Instinct 1, they were anticipating Part 2.
Yeah, it took a long time for it to come out.
Yeah, because of her.
Yeah.
Well, I heard her on some, actually, I did see an interview or two with her on Basic Instinct 2, and she seemed like she was drunk.
Yeah,
she was like medicated.
Yeah. Okay, well, if you saw that, then her PR didn't do a good job.
No.
I'm sure that they cleaned that up, but... Yeah, that needed some serious crisis intervention there. But she's a bit of a nuts. And I actually met her through my godfather, who introduced me to her. And
she wanted, you know, some event coordination, some private stuff.
Do you know the Entourage guys?
Oh, yeah, those guys are awesome.
Because Doug Ellen, I grew up with Doug Ellen, the creator of Entourage.
Really?
Yeah, in New York, in Long Island. And he was a family friend, Doug Ellen. We used to call him Dougie. But
oh, wow.
I haven't spoken to him in a long time, and he was struggling for 10 years. He was in New York. He went out to Hollywood. He had very little, no business. And all of a sudden, he worked, and he worked hard, and he created this Entourage thing. And those guys are huge.
Oh, yeah. Oh my God.
It's an unbelievable show.
It is. I thought it was a different angle, you know, that you don't really see on TV.
The problem is with it, I think they're kind of too wrapped up in themselves a little. That's the other thing. We have a lot of hosts that come on here, and it's the hosts the most successful, the ones that are not engaged in themselves. The ones that kind of just let other people have that opportunity to talk. Because they have a platform. First of all, anybody could have this platform, right? But not everybody has the ability to draw crowds and promote it and get out there, and it takes time. It doesn't happen overnight.
No, it doesn't. You have to be a little patient with it, and you know, you got to keep doing what you got to do to hook your audience in and
exactly.
And it will build up just like anything else. Just like, you know, as your hits grow on MySpace and your comments start growing, you know, you can do the same thing with your audience on Blog Talk Radio. I mean,
right. There's no question. I mean, these bakers, I'm telling you, they're getting thousands of downloads a day.
Definitely.
Well, and that's, you know, that's also a situation where, you know, you see how many friends they have, and like, you know, it is quantity versus quality is a good thing, but they also have, they were in there from ground one. They created the Forbidden and her website, and so they also have...
I just went on today, you know,
friends, which
Forbidden is on our page
awesome.
Now.
What's that?
Oh, really?
Forbidden is a friend on Blog Talk Radio's page.
Oh, good. Oh, good.
She has a million friends that Forbidden. I guess they Baker
yeah.
must have put them on.
I tell you what, I'm going to, if the Bakers are listening, they had me on there. I was top friends with them a while back, and somehow we stopped talking for a little bit, slipped off the map, and then I just saw them, you know, they just posted me the other day, so I just posted them. So you guys want to trade back up again, you hit me up, and we'll do
now
it.
Now, how does that work? I don't even know how this whole thing works. I have six friends.
you know
and
what?
And one of my friends.
Wow,
okay,
you got the best six friends.
I
do.
Okay.
You got the best.
I got some guy by the name of Chemical Burn. Some like, and some dirty girl he wants to be my friend.
Hey,
so
I've denied.
Yeah.
I've denied
all
right. her, my friend. I'm not
you
allowing.
You go, her. Alan, with dirty girly.
Dirty girly. I mean, come on.
Block you now. She's probably listening in.
I know.
I have no idea who she is.
You know what, though, Alan? I strongly suggest you go to batteratter.com and get the Batter Atter.
Yeah, we're going to have
itself.
It's not for my page, because I don't, but the Blog Talk Radio page, I'm really liking, and we're going to redesign it. The Bakers are actually going to redesign it. Hopefully, we're going to do some stuff with them.
Oh, awesome.
Where, as I said, we got this embedded player, and we'll do other things, but I want that page to be kind of the MySpace stomping grounds for Blog Talk Radio. So we could promote Ida Lee's show, we could promote Michael's show, we could promote the Bakers or Zara. We're getting a lot of hosts and all diverse talent, even on MySpace, and where people can come to MySpace and sign up and become hosts, you know, and linking up to host channels. Maybe we could put a guide in there or something.
Well,
I don't want
to
take over us.
If people, you know, like I try to keep it the same every week. I know, at least you do too, and you have to keep signing up for that, but you always hope that somebody doesn't slip in your time slot and then what
don't
know.
Worry about that. We actually, right now, the way it's structured, we have up to six simultaneous shows.
Oh, cool.
At any given time you could do, but we're going to increase that to 10 by right now. What happens is that if we are full at, let's say, the 9 o'clock hour, you can you'll get a notification saying select another date or another time. You know, you could do it at 10 or you could do it at, not, you know.
Oh, okay.
But that's going to be increased to 10 simultaneous. And we're up to 6 on certain nights, Wednesday, Thursday. But you can also book shows a month out in advance. You don't have to put your guest down. You can just say to be determined, and some people do that to kind of preserve the slot.
Sure.
But,
yeah.
But anyway, so that's good. I mean, the Bakers, and what I'm just saying is that they have a forum, I don't know, you know, that's like 70,000 members big.
Right. But, yeah, that's the MySpace. They have like 60, 70,000 friends.
Yeah.
Not friends.
They,
is that what they're still referring to?
They call them friends.
Yeah, each
individual's added to your network, and, you know, they just accept any and everybody. And I remember they actually had submitted a friend request to me, and that's how I first heard of them.
Yeah,
and
they're pretty cool. They're wild. They party. They have a good time. They're very down to earth. From when I spoke to them, they're, you know, very cool. So very upbeat and also, you know, equally innovative in their go getters, and they're doing their thing. Which it sounds to me like, Alan, you're getting a network of people that are really, you know, for the most part. I mean, I haven't listened to everybody's shows yet or anything like
no,
that.
No, we have, but we also got a group of people. You know, Atlas Shrugs. Italise, have you ever listened to her show?
I haven't heard the show yet.
She has a blog called atlasshrugs.com. She's incredible. Her name is Pamela. She is a blogger, political. She's on the right. She's against Islamic fundamentalism. And, you know, we have a lot of political bloggers. I've got a lot of people on the right. I mean, this is a great venue for people like that, you know, that spend all their time, you know, talking about a certain topic and or an area in politics or about war or whatever, and they have a they want to engage, like Rush Limbaugh. They want to be out
right
there to talk to an audience.
Well, I find that interesting with the elections coming up, how, you know, some of them are going to utilize Blog Talk Radio.
Yes.
You know, that should be really interesting commentary.
Well, not for this election because it was too soon, but I want to tell you, I had a conversation with somebody who put me in touch with a guy that raised $1 billion for the Republican Party.
Wow.
Yeah, $1 billion, not, you know, not 10,000.
Whoa.
$1 billion, okay. So I spoke to him, and he's 65 years old. He's like, so what are you doing? I was explaining Blog Talk Radio. I was showing him the platform. I was saying it's so perfect for a political candidate. Why? Because a political candidate can have their own host channel. They have their own show when they want it. They stream to unlimited listeners. They get calls in from voters with questions, and then it's archived and can be emailed around and subscribed to.
Yeah.
And it's free.
Can't beat that.
I mean, so if you're running for election, if it's mayor or senator, so this guy said to me, he said, Alan, you could run a presidential campaign on this.
Oh, absolutely. You could pump something 24 hours a day.
It's unbelievable.
That you stumbled across a gold mine here.
Well, you know, we'll see. But I'm getting excited too, because what's happening is that last week we did like 15,000 downloads and live shows for the week.
Wow.
That's going to be a million. Okay.
Well,
and
pretty soon it'll be, you know, you'll be looking at getting deals with the sponsorships. You'll be getting commercials going.
Exactly.
You'll be posting. This will be the new, you know, the new wave.
It's going to be the YouTube. But you see, the difference with this is that the content is real.
Yeah.
And this isn't copyright infringed content. This is now. You do your shows. It's live. It's now. It's you own, you know. So we're creating this advertising platform that's going to be very accessible for the host to either introduce some of their own sponsors into the shows or use some of the ones that we can coordinate. But if I'm buying for, you know, 250,000 shows a week, downloads, I mean, on all kinds of content, we're going to aggregate our buying capability and share that with the host, which is our deal that we're making with hosts. So I think there's a lot of legs. I mean, that's really how it's going to evolve.
Now, how do you plan on integrating? Because I noticed on the homepage you talk something about an affiliate program or something like that with advertisers, or
yeah. So what's going to happen is that we've got now on the host dashboard. There's a little tab that says upload files.
Okay.
What that's going to be is the first thing it's going to be is MP3 and music. You're going to be able to upload. So you're going to love this because you have your guests are going to be able to play their music.
I know.
Right on
yeah,
the show.
The tab is already there now, you're saying?
The tab is there. It says coming soon. It's next week. We just have to test it. So what's going to happen is that when we did our 9/11 tribute show, it was a big show we did where we collected material from 9/11. We incorporated some music into that show. So we built that technology, and we're just now testing it, making sure it's fine. So what's going to happen is on your host dashboard, you're going to, and on the switchboard, you're going to be able to access files.
That's what I wanted, Alan.
Right.
I love it. I'm excited.
So,
oh, you got me hyped.
How does it work?
You're just going to be able to click on a MP3, upload an MP3, click on it when you want to play it, like you click on on answering a phone. You're going to be able to click on playing an MP3.
And it'll sound with the same quality instead of being
better. No, better. It's
going
to it's not running through the phone. It's going right through our infrastructure, right into the
beautiful.
Yeah, it's amazing. So but the same concept is going to be with commercials. There will be, let's say, when there'll be bumper music and introductions now that we be able to upload files. We're going to then, let's say, a minute in, like the first 15 seconds we'll do an ad, and then we'll do a commercial at 15 minutes. We'll do a minute commercial. Come back, and then you'll see on your switchboard, now that it says it's like 2 minutes to airtime, it'll show 2 minutes to a commercial.
Okay.
So
that's very cool.
We're
I'm
going to
have to start memorizing my call letters and all that stuff pretty soon here.
That is exciting. I'm excited because really, like, that's what I want. That will give me the ultimate radio experience.
Right.
It's nice when you get what you want.
Yeah,
I know. I'm so happy. I'm, like, all excited.
Girls love it when they get what they want, right?
I am. Please.
I know. We're just doing it to impress you, Italise.
I'm impressed.
I think if we could add more and more features, you'll just do more graphics on your homepage.
I'll send more than dirty girlies your way. Buddy.
Yeah, you didn't send her. I'm telling you, you didn't send this one because she is dirty.
I hope you're not a secret fan.
Will, you're on. I want to hear. Will, what's your story? How did you become? You know, what's your story? What do you do?
What do I do? I'm a writer. I'm a poet. I'm a party promoter and event planner. I do a bunch of things.
And my new co-host and soon-to-be junior PR.
Oh, yeah.
Just made the announcement. Yeah, I'm going to go ahead and partner up with my partner, Italise. We're going to do the radio show, do the PR thing, go hard and get money. That's my motto.
Congratulations.
All right, good for you. Well, I think you're hooking up with the right person. Now, Italise, what about your former host?
Okay, well, as far as Luis, he is too consumed with his career
right now,
and I cannot have somebody that is here and there and everywhere, and I needed to pull him off the show so he can focus on getting his head together, get things going with the scripts, and pursue his whole acting thing.
Right. That's
understandable. He was bummed, but I did make the decision to pull him off the show. He thought he can handle it, and he couldn't, and I had to make the right decision. I wanted somebody that I felt that I could mesh with, and Will was that person. And I met him on MySpace, and he's completely in a different state, but I'm going to go ahead and make him junior PR and have him, you know, solicit. Because I get celebrity clients that hit me up from MySpace, Alan. It's insane. That's actually how I met Tom Green, off of MySpace.
That he wanted you to be a client of his?
We actually met. Yeah, we actually met. We were just kind of yapping it up casually on MySpace, just shooting the breeze, joking around, and then, you know, talked on the phone. So it's funny how real celebrities, people don't realize this, but real celebrities are on MySpace, you know. And it's funny because the majority of my clients are solicited off of MySpace now. Before, I had to be out on the field, Alan, and I used to have to go out there, network. Now they come to me, you know?
Yeah. Now she can sit at home and get clients, you know.
Well, I'm still trying to figure out how Jenna Jameson became a friend of mine.
Oh, you're kidding me.
Oh.
Jenna, oh, God. God.
How did I get her?
That is hilarious. Yeah, she's on MySpace, too.
Yeah, believe me, she's one of my 125 friends.
Oh, my God.
I tell you, what a collection.
You know what would be interesting is soliciting Jenna for her own blog talk show.
No. Well, you know what? That would be...
Oh, he said stern no.
Be wild.
I don't know who I should have do that.
Be wild, man.
Hey, can I leave that one up to you, Italise?
Oh, you would, too, huh, Alan? No, you know why? Because, God, the porn industry... Now, I was just sharing this with As Yet, actually. Here's a little interesting trick. I know Jamie... that works with you, Alan.
Yes.
She knows all about search engine optimization.
Yes,
as well.
She does.
And she's quite intelligent, you know. So
Basically, I've managed, if you type in keywords Latina sex symbol, I've managed to rank on the top, you know, over a lot of the other famous Latina sex symbols on Google.
Wow.
And, yeah, and so that is bringing a lot of attention to my MySpace page, which is quite interesting. And so, you know, people are typing in looking for J-Lo or Eva Longoria, and they're coming up with this little PR chick out of nowhere. So, which is cool. And, you know, the top key search terms these days is anything that is affiliated with sex and porn.
Right.
So I wasn't going to put, you know, Latina porn star, because I'm certainly not that. So, you know, so I had to flip it around a little bit to kind of draw in more people to my page. But the interesting thing, Alan, is, you know, someone like Jenna, who's got an extraordinary, you know, fan base. I mean, hello, this is like the queen of porn.
Yeah, I know.
And she's a household name now, you know. I mean,
well, Amy just tells me, Amy just IM'd me. She said that she added her. She's like, you know, she's laughing.
Oh,
I would
love
to reach out. I had, actually, we had one of our first hosts before we actually archived was Miss Jane Austen. Now, Miss Jane Austen, maybe, she's a porn star. And she's she was on Block. I didn't actually hear her show. It was an archive.
Now, how did you know she was a porn star, Alan? On
her host channel. It's that porn.
Kind of trip you out, on. Don't let her do it.
Her tag is porn. You can take me there. That's okay, Italy.
I know. It was funny. I was a guest on Michael's show, Alan, and I was like interviewing him.
You know what? Someday someone's gonna interview me. That's my dream. You know.
Oh, I'll be the first.
Oh, Italy, that's okay.
You're gonna be a guest on my.
Alan?
As a matter of fact.
Will.
I got questions, Alan. You want
talk to me, Will. I'm ready.
Alan, you need to be a guest. You know what, Alan? If you're not busy this Thursday.
All right. I'm calling in Thursday. Okay.
You better.
All right.
I'm calling in Thursday.
Okay. Well,
I'll carefully.
Yeah, it's okay. I can handle
I'll
myself.
I'll carefully.
All right, Will. What's up, Will?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, also I wanted to say, you got 7 friends on your page now, man, because I just hit up.
I did. I know. I just let you know. It's almost pathetic, actually.
It's cute, and I like that.
Hey, listen, I'm very selective.
Very selective. Well, that's
a lone ranger.
You got to be these days, man.
Hey, you got to be selective. That's true. But look, we have this Dr. Jen. She does shows on Block Talk Radio. She's 44,000 friends on MySpace, Dr. Jen.
Oh, yeah. I think she's in my friends list. I think one of that.
She's in your friends list.
I think so.
That's the funny. It's the funniest thing. Well, I think it's cool, and I don't want MySpace taking over Blog Talk Radio, and it's very good. Like, and that's why this thing with Ariana is huge, and I'm really hoping that we can do something with Ariana, where she has some of the most noted bloggers and writers using her page as their home base.
And that's amazing.
It's amazing, and she's going around the country. She has this fearless tour, this book, and I wanted her to do call in and do her own show and listen and interview fearless women throughout the country. So I mean, there's a lady I'm getting an email. Hopefully, she wants to do it. She's a host on Blog Talk Radio. Her name is Renee Reyes. Did you ever hear of her show?
No, nuh-uh.
Okay, she's a poet laureate. And she came in through Lamont Carey, who does a show on Blog Talk Radio on Sunday nights, and he's from The Wire, HBO The Wire.
Oh,
yeah. I know
yeah.
You know Lamont?
Yeah.
He's great. Yeah. Lamont is great. And
he has a show on Blog Talk Radio?
Yeah. Yeah.
Get out of here.
Yeah.
I did not know that.
Lamont does a show every Sunday night on Spoken Word, 6:30 Eastern Time.
Oh, I'm going to have to check it out.
And Lamont himself is an unbelievable story. He was in prison for 12 years, and he became just amazing. I mean, he was an advocate of other prisoners. He's just really amazing. And
wow.
And so he introduced me to this Renee. So Renee is a poet laureate. And Renee's son, she's from Portugal, and her son went on this thing and gotten himself in trouble, and he was indicted for murder. and she wasn't. She felt he wasn't getting properly defended, and she went to become a lawyer herself.
Wow.
Wow.
Studied to become a lawyer, and successfully defended her son as a lawyer. That she just, and that's all she did. She never practiced law.
That is extraordinary.
Yes.
Now that's the power of believing. You know, believing in what you're doing and not taking any obstacles in your way.
That's right.
I mean, I couldn't believe that. Now, you know, to become a poet laureate is just amazing enough. I mean, I don't even know what goes into that. And she's a spoken word artist, poet laureate. And when I heard this story, so on Tuesday night, she just told me she'll agree to call in. I want her to meet Ariana, and I want her, I hope Ariana will say, you know, she has a page on her site, which is Fearless. It's about women of all different types who are fearless women. Elise, you may even be, you would be fearless, too, in this regard.
I've got stories for
yeah,
days.
Yeah, I'm sure you do.
Oh,
I don't think she can handle them, though.
Days and days.
You know Will. I've shared a few of them with
you
Will.
You may be too much for her to take right now.
Oh, come on.
I don't know. But, you know, so that's the thing. So we want MySpace, and it's good, but I also want to make sure that we get a good selection of everybody, because this is a tool for everybody.
Oh yeah, and you will. That'll definitely happen. And you know, I mean, like I said, with the elections, I think it's going to be really interesting to see, you know, who's going to use Blog Talk Radio to kind of promote that. That's going to be extraordinary itself.
Right.
And it's,
well,
you have these venues too to promote it. Like when I don't know if you know any of you have run into this in the past, but you know, you can send off as many, you know, you can really send off as many bulletins and
mm-hmm.
and be on point. You can send off comments to people and so forth. And for the most part, people are okay with you getting the word out about what you have going. But, like, through traditional website, like through my mbellart.com website, I won't be sending off an email blast like every other day because everybody would be take me off your email list. You know, people get weirded about email, but they're okay with the MySpaces and the, you know, the messages there.
It's interesting.
It's very strange.
Because you know what? It's like a comment thing, Michael, is more of like a clout thing. The more comments
yeah.
you get, people like to just log on to MySpace and see that they got comments.
Yeah.
I must have got a whole lot of clout this week because after that As Yet interview, my mailbox filled up twice.
Wow.
Which interview was that?
The As Yet that I had last week.
Oh, yeah?
Clients. Yeah. You got to hear that one. That one's pretty heated.
It is heated.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know.
I got a few emails about your show the other day, Elise, too.
Hey, my show, I keep it very
you
very
keep it under control.
Some of my women call is not too happy with you.
I know, those haters.
I've
listened to a lot of shows, and you know when it first came out, and I don't know if Elise is even before you were here, we had some shows that it was a lot of the risky stuff came out first, you know, like the Midnighters and the gay guys, the lesbians, the porn, the sex stuff, the swinging sex acts, you know, hanging off the trees.
New York, man.
And we also have the Los Angeles Fire Department as the host, you know. So I was in my guide there were I don't know, 20 shows in total, and LAFD was there, and next to the LAFD was, you know, a show called Penis, 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 Vagina, Vagina, Vagina.
That they love that.
So I wake up and I see this thing, and I say, Bob, my partner, I say, kill that show right now. Here, you can't kill it, you know, we don't want to censor. I said, look, you're killing that now. It's right next to the Los Angeles Fire Department.
Yeah.
So I call up the LAFD, and this guy, Brian Humphreys, I'm telling you, loves Blog Talk Radio. And they use it in Los Angeles. He uses it to communicate public policy, fire policy, and prevention in Los Angeles. He's hoping to have a fire commissioner come on this platform. So it's just the coolest thing.
That's extraordinary. See, I mean, it's amazing. Like, you're with the creation of Blog Talk Radio, you're able to tap into so many different diverse demographics that, you know, just it's basically each one teach one, I think, you
yeah.
know.
Exactly.
That's
and,
exactly right.
And but, blogs, we all know that, you know, not everybody has all the time in the world to, like, read, and sometimes reading gets a little tedious. And like you said, Alan, that live interaction.
Oh, sure. I mean, most people, they'll read, you know, they'll read a bulletin and so forth. If it's not too lengthy, they'll
right.
read the first paragraph or so, but you got to get in what you got to get in. On here, you start getting into interesting conversation, and like you said, if somebody's listening for 36 minutes on average, I mean, it sounds to me like they're getting hooked on whatever it is.
Exactly. They are. Well, look at reality TV shows.
Oh,
you know,
yeah.
Why is Real World, why is, you know, Survivor, why is Brother or any of these shows popular? People love real stuff. They don't
yeah.
like the edited, canned, fake laugh
yeah.
and all that business.
Yeah, it's true. It is so true. We're in a whole, you know, revolutionary, you know, in this era, it's all about reality television, you know.
Yep.
And radio, I think, and I think reality. And that's
yeah, look at Howard Stern.
You.
Yeah, but, you know, Howard, too, I mean, he's limited now because the serious thing, I don't know how many of these people, you know, these people will leave. You know, he had many more listeners. They're just, are they going to him? No, they're just finding other avenues.
And that was a bad move.
Yeah, it was.
Well, not for him personally. He made $500 million.
Personally, it's good, but.
No, for his fans. Like, they just,
oh, yeah.
they got turned off to that whole move, you know, so.
But if you think now on October 25th and the 26th, Sirius Radio is making his show available for those 2 days.
Right.
But think about it. We've got a platform here that is available free for anybody at any time. It's anyone in the world could listen to a show at any time. You have people listening from London to your shows.
Well, it's also, for me, I mean, when I was first deciding, you know, to go through and get on this, I thought it would be great from the standpoint. Also, there's a lot of MySpace fakes out there. There's a lot of fake, you know, people pretending to be the celebrity that they're not, and so forth. And I was getting, quite frankly, as I started to get more and more fan base on the MySpace side, I started to get more and more emails. Is this really you? Are you really going to respond to these messages? Or is
oh, yeah.
automated? Is this a computer-generated response?
Oh, you get those too.
Oh, I get that all the time.
And oh, God.
I said, you know what? I know there's a lot of fake Sopranos actors that are on MySpace that aren't them, that I know have stolen pictures from my buddies' websites and stuff like that and claim to be them. So I figured, you know what? I'm going to bring one of my buddies from Sopranos on there with me since he just got on MySpace for the first show. And then, you know, go out there and let everybody know, hey, this is me. This is, you know, this. You can call in and talk with me live about whatever you want.
Mm-hmm.
Ask me any questions about anything you can think of. The initial part of it so far, I mean, I only have 2 shows under my belt, so this is all new to me. But initially, you know, a lot of people are a little nervous to come on at first. But gradually, I think, as more people start to get comfortable calling in, you're going to get more and more regulars, and then they're going to tell their friends, and they're going to be comfortable to come on. Before you know it, you know, your lines are flooded.
There you go. And, yeah, you know, that's funny that you say that, Michael, because I have the same problem. Is that really you?
That really you? Do you really
are those
know
really
people?
Your clients?
Yeah, exactly. You
like,
can bring
yeah.
them on the air with you, and there you go.
Exactly. And, you know, I was getting, like, these messages from a core group of people. And every time I kept blocking them, they kept creating new accounts just to talk their little mess. And they hit me up and said, you know, oh, are these such and such really your clients, or so and so really your clients? Well, they pretty much shut up now because, you know, listening to my shows, they're like, oh, I get it. Okay, she's right.
Yeah, that's the amazing thing about this. If you have 2 listeners, it doesn't matter. It's that you could have 1 million who can listen to you.
Absolutely.
It's
and you can bring the kind of people on your show also that people really want to listen to. I mean, if there's that many, I mean, I look at it this way. If there's that many fakes out there, that there's people actually commenting, these people thinking that it's them, I mean.
That's sad.
Like, for instance, it's pretty funny, like a James Gandolfini, for instance.
Yeah.
You know, this is a you know, a great famed actor that doesn't do any, I mean, he does no interviews. He's not doing any, he doesn't like coming on to the press at all.
Mm-hmm.
I don't blame him.
When we did a big thing up at my buddy Joe's restaurant, and Joe had him come in to do a signing, you know, it was reporters started to come up to the restaurant, and Joe had to tell him, look, you know, you're not going to get any photos with him. You're just going to have to wait outside.
Right.
Now, you think he's got a MySpace account?
No way.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, there's a lot of people out there, though, that...
But maybe he would call your show. He could do it from the confines of his home and his underwear.
And that's... Well, you never know. And that's... But that's the beauty of it, is that, you know, we can bring people that we actually know on the air, because the fans are dying to talk to them. They're interested in talking with us about the various projects that we're into.
Right.
And you've created a forum where it's free for us to do that. It's easy for us to do that.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, and Alan, by the way, I just wanted to say what's up to Mr. 13. He has a show on Blog Talk called The Cypher.
Oh, he just got a show now.
Yeah.
He was a guest on
When is his show? When is his show, Will?
His show's on Sunday nights at 9 o'clock.
The Cypher?
Yeah, The Cypher.
I saw that in the guide. Excellent.
Interesting. That's cool to see one of my guests go off and do their own thing.
I love it. I love when 50% of the people come to the site and listen to a show, that, and a lot of them are starting their own shows.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Well, because it kind of sparks that, like, wait a minute, I can do this myself.
That's what Baker says on his show, by the way. If you listen to this last show, he's like, hey, guys, I'm doing this, but anybody can. It doesn't matter. If you have something to say, that's my only requirement. Just have something to say.
Yeah, have something to say.
You have something to say, someone's going to want to listen. And you know what's going to happen? Right now, you're promoting, you're bringing the listeners to Blog Talk Radio. But as we get out there, and I'm in Journal and the Times and Business Week, and we do our thing, and some of the in the trades, and you know, we got people promoting and all the hosts promoting. People are going to come to Blog Talk Radio and say, "Hey, I want to come here and see what's doing tonight because I want to listen to something going on."
Oh yeah, and then you can get
then we drive business to
meat
you.
Of it all, you know. You
then we drive business to you because, like Michael, we'll drive business to your site because you've got it linked there that you wouldn't see because we're driving it your way.
Right.
Yeah.
When that happens, that's going to be powerful, and then, you know,
I'm excited already. I'm really excited. This whole thing is so cool.
Well,
right. It's a wonderful opportunity. I mean, who would have thought? Who would have thought? Blog Talk Radio.
I know, and we're making new friends.
Yeah, it's funny, too, because I started out just calling in as a fan, and then one day one day I talked a little shit, and I got an interview, and I wasn't even expecting that. And then, you know, here we are now. So, yeah.
There you go.
It's excellent. Well, listen, I want to thank you guys. We had a great show. It was a conversation. I didn't mean to have a conversation, just the three of us, and maybe that's what it's like, but I think we got a few more than that listening.
I forgot we were even on Blog Talk. I forget that people can actually hear this.
I know. It's cool. It's really cool. So
we're in the studio together, and we're all sitting right next to each other, right?
That's what it feels like. We're having drinks in the lounge.
That's right.
I love it.
I'm in New Jersey, and Italise and you guys are in L.A., right?
Sipping a martini.
And all right, so listen, we'll have to do it again. I'll make it my business. I'll come on. I'm going to do it, Italise. I'm coming on yours.
You're coming on my show Thursday.
You'll be talking with all of us again because,
Thursday night.
Pick up where we left off.
Well, let me get the Ariana interview. Listen, guys, I want one, you know, pump it out. Ariana, it's big stuff. You know, just get the word out.
Definitely.
She's like a major, first of all, in L.A., she's big, right? I mean, she's, you know, she's not in the club scene, obviously, but she's you know, it should be good for us. It'll be good to get the whole brand promoted.
Definitely.
Excellent, guys, and nice meeting you too, Will.
Yeah,
thanks for having me on.
All right, Michael, I appreciate it.
All right,
thanks.
See you on Thursday then.
Yes, Thursday.
All right, see you then.
All right, so long.
Bye-bye.
Okay,
guys, thank you for joining me tonight. We have Will, and who's the new sidekick, and good guy. Just became my seventh friend on MySpace, Italise and Michael Bell. And it was a great show, and I enjoyed it. It was a conversation, and that's what Blog Talk Radio is about. Blog Talk Radio is about the conversation. People ask me, that's what it is, actually. It's the conversation, and that's what counts, because you can't have a conversation on a podcast. You can't have a conversation if you're writing a blog entry. and someone's commenting, you can't have a conversation. This is a conversation. So I want to thank my guests tonight for having this conversation, and I will speak to you soon. And please, everybody, Tuesday night, 5 p.m., I could either make it through it, we can crash and burn, but we're going to have a good time. Arianna Huffington and Jamie will be on. We're going to take your calls, and I look forward to speaking to all of you. Be well. Bye.